Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lenning School Watch, the education guru of America. Tonight's show is with co-host Dawn from Africa. Happy you're with us. Please hang on, and we'll be with you in a few moments. Call in number is 1-877-497-9937. Tonight's show is in John, Book of John, second and third chapters. Co-host is John from Kenya, Africa in Swahili, and Diane in English. We'll be with you shortly. Thank you for being with us tonight. This is your host, Diane Lenning. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Praise the Lord. We're so glad you're with us here tonight. We're looking forward to our time with John from Africa. Our co-host John is going to be speaking in Swahili tonight. Now, since he's on the line, we're going to let him start tonight with reading and interpreting chapter 2. If you were with us last Friday night, I read the verses in English of chapter 2, but I will read it tonight after John reads in Swahili. Hello, John. It's good morning to you. Good evening to us. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. Praise the Lord you're with us tonight. Would you like to pray and open in Swahili? We'd like that.
Yeah, and you remember it is verse 3, not verse 2.
Go ahead.
We did verse 2, now we are doing verse 3. You remember?
You read chapter 2?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine, but right now let's open up and let's read in Swahili.
Chapter
I mean,
three,
pray.
Yeah.
Pray, yeah.
Okay. Let's pray. Tena siku ya pili yake atakuja akwaki Bwana tusaidie sisi kusimama kosa yetu Baba, sababu wewe ndio unaye tukomboa Baba. Wewe ndio uliye juu, wewe ndio uliye mtakatifu Baba. Wewe ndio mwaminifu. Mbariki nchi yetu Kenya, Afrika nzima na Amerika Baba. Tukuombe Mungu tusaidie. Wewe Mungu uliye juu, wewe ndiye Mungu mtakatifu. Baba mwaminifu na unampenda amani. Mbariki Amerika, mbariki Diani na familia yetu Baba. Katika jina la Yesu naomba nikiamini. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll pray in English. Thank you, dear Lord, for bringing us here together tonight to share the word. And we know tonight we're going to share about being born again. We pray that you would bless those who hear this word and who join our family of God tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to find out tonight about what it is to be born again. First John will be speaking in chapter 3. In Swahili. Go ahead, John.
Okay. John mtakatifu. Kuanzia tatu. Basi palikuwa na mtu mmoja mfarisayo. Jina lake Nikodemu. Kujia kuwa umwalimu. Mkuu wa Yahudi. Huyo alimjia usiku. Akamwambia Rabi. Kujia kuwa umwalimu umetoka kwa Mungu. Kwa maana hakuna aweza kuzifanya ishara hizi uzifanyayo wewe isipokuwa Mungu ni pamoja naye. Yesu akajibu akamwambia, amin amin nakwambia, mtu asipozaliwa pili mara ya pili hawezi kuona ufalme wa mbinguni. Agree is talking about when Jesus said you must be baptized for the second time so that you can see the kingdom of God. Lazima uzaliwe uweze kuona ufalme wa Mungu. Then Nicodemus said, akamwambia, how can you be born and yet you are an old man? Awezaje mtu kuzaliwa akiwa mzee? Aweze kuingia tumboni mwa mama mara ya pili? How can you enter into your mother's womb for the second time? The Lord replied, Yesu akamjibu, amin amin nakwambia, mtu asipozaliwa kwa maji na kwa roho hawezi kuingia ufalme wa Mungu. Kilichozaliwa kwa mwili ni mwili, na kilichozaliwa kwa roho ni roho. Ota usistajabu kwa kuwa nilikuambia hamna budi kuzaliwa mara ya pili. Pepo kuvuma upendako. Na sauti yake waisikia, lakini hujui unakotoka wala unakokwenda. Kadhalika na hali yake, kila mtu aliyezaliwa kwa roho, Nikodemo akamjibu akamwambia, nawezaje kuwa mambo haya? Yesu akajibu akamwambia, je, wewe u mwalimu wa Israeli na mambo haya yafahamu? Amin nakwambia kwamba lile mambo ile tulijualo tulinena, na lile tuliloliona tulishuhudia, wala ushuhuda wetu hamukubali. Ikiwa nimewaambia mambo ya duniani wala hamsadiki, mtasadiki wapi niwaambiapo mambo ya mbinguni? Wala hakuna mtu aliyepaa mbinguni ila yeye aliyeshuka kutoka mbinguni, yaani mwana wa Adamu. Na kama vile Musa alivyomuinua yule nyoka jangwani, hivyo hivyo mwana wa Adamu hana budi kuinuliwa, ili kila mtu aaminie awe na uzima wa milele katika yeye. Maana jinsi hii Mungu aliupenda ulimwengu, hata akamtoa mwanawe pekee, ili kila mtu amwaminie asipotee, bali awe na uzima wa milele. Maana Mungu hakumtoa mwana ulimwengu ili ahukumu ulimwengu, bali ulimwengu uokolewe katika yeye. Amwaminie yeye hahukumiwi, asiyemwamini amekwisha hukumiwa, kwa sababu hukuliamini jina la mwana pekee wa Mungu. Na hilo ndilo hukumu ya kuwa nuru imekuja ulimwengu, na watu wakapenda giza kuliko nuru, kwa maana matendo yalikuwa maovu. Hiyo ni verse 20. Maana kila mtu atendaye mabaya huichukia nuru, wala hali haji kwenye nuru, matendo yake yasije yakakemewa, bali yeye aitendaye kweli huja kwenye nuru, ili matendo yake yaonekane wazi ya kuwa yametendwa katika Mungu. Baada ya haya, Yesu na wanafunzi wake walikwenda mpaka nchi ya Uyahudi, akashinda huko pamoja nao, akabatiza. Yohana naye alikuwa akibatiza huko Ainoi, Katibu na Salimu, kwa sababu huko kulikuwa na maji tele. Watu wakakwenda kubatizwa, maana Yohana alikuwa hajatiwa gerezani. Basi palitokea mashindano ya wanafunzi wa Yohana na Myahudi mmoja juu ya utakaso. Wakamwendea Yohana wakamwambia, Rabi, aliyekuwa mmoja wa ng'ambo ya Yordani, yeye uliyemshuhudia, tazama, huyu anabatiza na watu wanamwendea. Yohana akajibu akasema, hawezi mtu kupokea neno lolote isipokuwa amepewa kutoka mbinguni. Mimi mwenyewe mwanishuhudia kwamba nalisema, mimi si Kristo, bali nimetumwa mbele yake. Aliye naye bibi harusi ndiye bwana harusi, lakini rafiki yake bwana harusi yeye amesimama na kumsikia. Aifurahie sana sauti ya bwana harusi. Basi hii furaha yangu imetimia. Yeye anabudi kuzidi, bali mimi kupungua. Yeye ajaye kutoka juu, huyo yu juu ya yote. Yeye aliye na dunia, siri yake ni ya dunia, naye anena mambo ya duniani. Yeye ajaye kutoka mbinguni yu juu ya yote. Yale yaonayo na kuyasikia ndiyo anayoyashuhudia, wala hakuna anayekubali ushuhuda wake. Yeye aliyekubali ushuhuda wake imekia nuru uhuru ya kwamba Mungu ni kweli, kwa kuwa yeye aliyetumwa na Mungu yanena maneno ya Mungu, kwa sababu hamtoi roho kwa kipimo. Baba ampenda mwana, naye ampa vyote mkononi mwake. Verse 36, the last one. Amwaminie mwana yuna uzima wa milele, asiye mwamini mwana hataona uzima, bali ghadhabu ya Mungu imemkalia. That is verse 3.
Praise the Lord. You finished chapter 3?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read it in English. John chapter 3, and if you are from Africa and trying to learn English, this will be a good opportunity for you. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born again when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of the water and of the Spirit." In other words, he's saying born again in spirit and born of the water. And that's baptism. "Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit." And you may have heard me talk before about we need spiritual food, just like we need food for our body. "You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and you do not understand things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man, that's Jesus Christ. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." Now this next verse, John 3:16, is the verse that Christians around the world quote most for learning how to be born again. John 3:16. Memorize this one. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting, eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. This passage I just read is really important now in the time we are living, because there are many people who are living in the dark and they are putting forth evil and harm and danger on other people, and they are not of God. They are not living in the light, because if they did, their evil deeds would be exposed, which means that they have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, their Christ. They are not Christians. They are from someone else. So it's important to us to recognize those who are of God's family and those who are not. and God can give us a witness in the Spirit by what they do and by what they say. John testifies again about Jesus. Remember, John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now remember, he said, what is born of the water is born of the water, and what is born of the Spirit is born of the Spirit. So here these scriptures are telling us that we should be baptized in water in recognition that we are burying the old ways of living, the old man, so to speak, and we are rising up, walking in a new life, in the light, rising out of darkness and walking in the light. And that's symbolic when we are baptized. And it's a blessing that God wants each one of us to do after we have become one of God's family. He wants us to be baptized in water. Now, John also was baptizing at Aenon near Salem because there was plenty of water and people were coming and being baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, look, he is baptizing, and everyone is going to him." To this, John replied, "A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friends who attend the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less." So it appears that perhaps Jesus was over there baptizing others. And because we are, as a church, the bridegroom for Christ. Christ is the groom. And as the church, we are the bride that is a part of how we will join together in the end time. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. And that means you and I. If you and I believe in the Son, then we can receive eternal life in the hereafter. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the word we've heard both in Swahili and English tonight. We pray for those who want to become a part of God's family, that they would confess their sins, for we know that in Romans 3:23, it says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we ask them to believe that Jesus is the Lord Jesus Christ. Just say that in your heart right now. Lord, I believe that you are the Lord Jesus Christ, and I ask you into my heart as my Lord and Savior to walk with me now for the rest of my life, and that I will see you again in eternity in heaven as part of your bride, the church. And we pray blessings upon those who have received him as their Savior, that you would protect them and be with them and help them to walk and become strong Christians, to mature and be Christ-like. and to share the Word of God with others, and to grow the Bride of Christ, to enlarge and grow churches in their area, and share the Word of God, share the good news about eternal life that God promises us. Help them to return to the Scripture for spiritual food, and bless them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Now, I'd like to ask you, Don, if you would, to pray the prayer with those in Swahili to receive the Lord.
Okay. Hata, amen. Hata alipokuwa Yerusalemu kwenye sikukuu wakati wa Pasaka, iwapo kwa jina lake Yesu ndamwita, okoka uokoke, mrudi kwenye Yesu Kristo, mwanje kwenye Mungu, mbadilike mwenendo wenu, muwe watoto watakatifu, watoto wa kupendeka machoni mwa Baba, watoto waliohitimu. Yaondoeni haya, msifanye nyumba Baba yangu kuwa nyumba ya biashara. Yesu akawaambia, wote ninyi ndiye mlio haki, mwokoke mtendeke maisha yenu, maana ufalme wa Mungu ni tuwe watu takatifu, Afrika yetu tuisifu na kuipenda kumwambia watu. Jina la Yesu, amen.
Amen. The angels in heaven sing, when you have come into the family of God. Welcome into God's family. Now we are part of the Bride of Christ throughout the world. And we just pray that the Lord will be with you and strengthen each one of you. And I would like to bring Maria in, our executive producer now. She often has prayer requests. Perhaps we can chat with John. Hello, Maria.
Hello. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah. I love to hear your voice. I don't understand, but I'm inspired. I know that. Oh, praise to Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you that you are with us tonight.
Thank you.
And you, both of you is so wonderful. And thank you, Diane, that you mentioned about born again. And I first time I learned from Chuck Carson about, he wrote the book. He passed away last month. But born again is that the book that he wrote, that is wonderful. So now, thanks a lot. You mentioned about born again, that is what Jesus said, that to be born again. And if possible, you read one more time to remind someone listening now, so they understand why Jesus said to be born again. Would you please repeat that?
Yeah, I'll have to do it in English because he is hung up. So, do you want just one little passage? Where verily I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. That's an important directive that he gives us, that it shows us that the only way into heaven is through Jesus, is becoming born again. Our good works are wonderful, but if we don't accept Jesus and we do lots of good works, that's not going to get us into heaven. We have to accept Jesus as our Savior, don't we, Maria?
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is Pastor Nancy on the phone too?
No, just you and I. Sometimes John's back on. Yeah, he's on. He's back on. So let's let John make a comment if you'd like, since you're on again.
Okay. Hello,
John.
Hello, I can hear you.
Can you hear us now?
Yes, yes.
Maria wanted you to say again the passage that, verily, verily, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. That we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless we are born again and receive Christ as our Savior. All our good works are wonderful, but they do not give us entrance into heaven. Can you say that again in Swahili?
That is the verse.
It was verse 3.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
That convinces. That convinces.
Verse 3. Yesu akajibu akamwambia, amin, amin na kuambia, mtu asipozaliwa mara ya pili hawezi kuona ufalme wa Mungu. Nikodemu akamwambia, awezaje mtu kuzaliwa akiwa mzee? Hawezi kuingia tumboni kwa mamaye mara ya pili akazaliwa? Yesu akajibu, amin, amin na kuambia, mtu asipozaliwa kwa maji na kwa roho hawezi kuingia ufalme wa Mungu. Up to verse 5.
All right, and then talk a little bit about it. Explain it.
Yesu akamjibu akamwambia, ni kwamba amini alipozaliwa mara ya pili hawezi kuona ufalme wa Mungu. Usipozaliwa mara ya pili huwezi kuona ufalme wa Mungu. Ndiyo Nikodemu akamwambia, awezaje mtu kuzaliwa akiwa mzee? How can you be born when you are an old age? So
would
that
you,
how can you enter into a womb? Tumboni, Yesu akamwambia, mara ya pili, akazaliwa. Lazima uzaliwa mara ya pili, ndio uone ufalme mbinguni. Amen.
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 Did you
Amen.
Pray a blessing over them, or were you just talking? Because I was just going to ask you to pray. Did you already pray?
What?
You did pray for the people?
Yes.
Good, because I wanted you to do that. That's great. Now, Maria often has prayer requests that we can pray together on. Maria, did you have one tonight?
The only I have is only I have is it's about the planning that I received from you, the structure that you sent.
Yes.
Only I have this. Yeah. I got the mail from you.
Mm-hmm.
That is after I read and then I prepare and then I couldn't get my mind out from on the planning. And that I need John to help you to pray into the planning about the Thai church, the room Thai church, and the AYF American Asian Youth Foundation. You the one that wrote the structure, so that I really need your help. So I can get through my, I'm stuck a little bit in the planning. So the Lord will help us to get that, put everything in Jesus' hand so He can guide us. He can guide me, He can guide you. And I don't want to worry because it's, I feel like worry that it will not get done. But now that's the only one thing I want to ask you to pray for us, for me, and that is Ruam Chai and AAYF can be together in one building over there in San Diego. And so I can have the meeting tomorrow, so I don't have to worry. I'm going to have the meeting tomorrow. But I'm some kind of worry a little bit tonight that I cannot get it done. And you know what I ask for. So please pray for the
okay,
planning.
So I'm going to explain to John and the listeners a little more about what she's talking about. Maria and I and
Thank
a few
you.
Others are working internationally and trying to bring the people of the world together through various organizations, and there are four pillars of international organization, and Maria and I and a few others are involved in two here, and one is American Asian Youth Foundation, and the other is Rumjai American Asian International Church and Cultural Center that we are trying to get off the ground and built and structured and get moving to help meet the societal needs of people in Southern California so that we could be a model about how other people could do this in other places, such as where you are, John, in Africa, or where our other friends are we've talked to on the radio in other places around the world. And some of the things we want to be able to do are to provide an outreach to the community around us,
Amen.
To support community
Hallelujah.
Needs. Regardless of where you are in the world, you can have this mission. And the mission would be to help educate and lift up the poor, provide activities and programs for the community, to keep people out of drugs and crime, and to reach out to the community to meet whatever needs they have, to provide spiritual enrichment for the people, like through this radio show we're doing, and to just support community needs in whatever their particular needs are. And we have run across quite a few obstacles every turn we make to try to get this done, because there are people, like we were reading about in John tonight, who might not be born again, but yet they want to help the community. And they tend to walk in their ways of darkness, and it tends to conflict with us walking in our ways in the light. But yet we want to bring those people in order for them to have knowledge and learn about the ways of the light. And so it's a real conflict with light and darkness. And we just pray right now in Jesus' name that you would light the dark corners of the hearts of people around the world. Help them to want the good things of the light. Lord, woo them to you by your Spirit, we pray. Help them to see God in the nature around them. Help them to see God in the solar eclipse we're going to see here Sunday, here on the West
Amen.
Coast in America, in which the moon's going to cross in front of the sun. Help them to see that that is the great magnificence of God's creation. Help them to see God in wherever they look. And, Lord, help them to seek God. Help them to find these places where the light shines from the computers and the radio show and from people in their neighborhoods and these organizations that were trying to start cultural centers. Lord, we pray that you would bless those who have and share these visions, that you would give us wisdom and strength and understanding of what we need to do to make it work. Lord, we pray that your plan will be enacted. Take away our fears and help us to trust, Lord, in the power that you have and in the authority and the vision that you have given us. Just as John the Baptist spoke of the Christ, the Messiah, is yet to come. I'm speaking of the Christ who is yet to come. And then he lived to see, to introduce Christ to the others. Lord, let us live to see this vision come to fruition in a way that we know that it will move forward and live, because we know that it is indeed the furtherance of your kingdom in ways that you would have us establish around the world. And we pray, Lord, that it will be established. Your kingdom will be established in the hearts
yes.
of men and women around the world. And give them the vision, Lord, to share this. And we pray that those who would come against us would be bound and be powerless against us as we move forward in your will, and help us to hear your voice and to follow your directions and to bring in the people who are going to fulfill the needs that need to be met. And we thank you for it. We believe it and we praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pray to Jesus.
John, do you have a response to that and perhaps a prayer? And we're interested in what you think about our goals here
yes.
and our vision.
Yes, yes. Yes, kwa wale wote ambao wanapinga hayo maneno, naomba kwamba wasipinge na waachilie ipite, kwa sababu ni uwezo wa Mungu na ni vitu wa Mungu. Mungu amesema, basi lazima watu wasaidiane, wasaidia ambao ni unfortunate in the society, wawe na uzima wa milele, so that they can see the kingdom of God. We've been given power to bring those who don't know about Jesus to the kingdom of God. We have that power and knowledge. We must use it to bring them together. Ndiyo maana Biblia ikasema huyo akamwona kwanza ndugu ya Simoni yake mwenyewe, akamwambia tumeona Masihi, maana yake Kristo, akampeleka kwa Yesu, naye Yesu akamtazama akasema, wewe Simoni mwana wa Yohana, nawe utaitwa Kefa, tafsiri ya Petro. Sasa Yesu akamjibu akamwambia, alikuwa na mtu mmoja ambaye angewasaidia Farisayo. Usistajabu kuwa nilikuambia hamna budi kuzaliwa mara ya pili. That's the word of God. We must do according to the word of God. However much wealth we have, however much rich we have, however much poor you are, however much which you are, you must do according to the word of God. You must follow the teaching of the Lord. That is the word. Na Yesu yeye mwenyewe ametufunza kwamba mkiniita jina langu nitaonyesha njia, kibisha nitawafungulia, nitaonyesha njia ya kweli na amani, njia ambayo mimi nanipendeza. Amen.
Lord, we pray that you will bless Maria tomorrow in this meeting, that you will give her words of wisdom and give her health and strength, and let her call to her remembrance the things that we have talked about and the wisdom that you have imparted to us, dear Lord. And we pray that you would give her that strength of a leader and exude confidence so that people will want to follow her and want to listen to her, and help her to speak excellent English so they'll all understand exactly what she's talking about. And if they don't, that they'll ask questions. And that she can say, are there any questions that you'd like to ask me? Because we know in questions and answers and discussions comes greater understanding of what people mean and intend and understand to happen. And we pray that you would give her nourishment from the Word of God each time we read it, and help her to be encouraged to know that God is all-powerful and that God will work his work. And his time is just our responsibility to keep stepping out and to keep stepping forward and doing what he wants us to do, and to follow the scripture according to our best knowledge. We just praise you, Lord, for Maria and her heart, her giving heart, but help her not to let her giving heart be used by others, but yet to benefit others in a way that will help them to grow strong in the Lord, and to grow into strong individuals who can perpetuate the ways of the Lord in the future. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Release in the name of Jesus. Oh, John, remember that you give me, you encourage me. If you remember, John, you still there?
Yes, he's here.
He encouraged me that I told him, I said, a couple of years ago, I have done one, I almost give up. And I prepared stuff in Ghana. And then it fell because I couldn't find a team. And John give me hope. Encourage me, he said, go do it again. We go fight him, and thanks again. Thanks for your prayer tonight. We go make it happen. American Asian Youth Foundation will make international and involve with Africa and your country too. So we put everything in Jesus' hand now. And everything, Jesus will make it happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll make it happen. Thank you. I'm so relieved now, and thanks a lot for praying for me. Yeah.
John, would you like to ask us questions in English? We'd like to talk a little English with you now.
Okay. My request is that you can pray for our country. We are heading to an election. And every time we have an election, there is bloodshed, people are fighting, tribal clashes. That is my request. I would like you to pray for our country. For about 4 months, 3 months, we are heading for an election. And there are some tensions in our country. I would like you to pray for us.
Well, tell us, why is it that they have fighting if they have an election? Why wouldn't the election decide it?
You know, our politicians, they go around tribal lines. They preach hatred, everything, and they break the law. You know, they are rich, and here in our country, you can't argue that those people who are in power, those rich people, they use poor people to do certain things, bad things. Yeah.
So there are a lot in power who are walking in darkness.
Yeah. They are walking. They practice witchcraft, a lot of dirty things.
So if we have, according to the scripture here, two or three here gathered in my name, Christ is here with us. So let's call upon the Lord tonight together to meet this
Amen.
Need. Dear Lord, we come together in spirit here, in one mind and one spirit, and we ask, Lord, that you would bring a transformation in the country of Kenya, that you would convict the hearts of those who are walking in darkness and woo them by your spirit to want what's in the light. Help them to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ and to understand that they want to be born again. Lord, we bind the spirits of evil that would lash out and harm and hurt people. We bind those spirits of evil in Jesus' name, and we release the power of God's angels on the behalf of Christians to protect them and to reach out and to witness to those of evil that there is a greater power than the witchcraft that they worship. And that the greater power that they see through the angel is the light. Help them to see the light. Help them to be attracted by the light. Help them to be wooed by the light. And help them to want the light. And help them to find and accept the light. For a complete transformation and revival in that country. Lord, we pray that your spirit will fall. Just like it fell in that latter day rain in the early 1900s in Los Angeles, in that wonderful Azusa Street time of God letting down his spiritual power. We pray that you will do the similar thing in Kenya right now and throughout Africa. Lord, just light a symbolic fire to light up Africa in spiritualism of God, in spirituality of following after God. Send a revival there, Lord, and protect those who are attacked by the evil ones, who want to kill them just because they're Christians. Lord, we pray that you would convict them in their spirits for the evil deeds, that you will help them to understand that all are children of God. All life is valuable. We're all valuable as human beings. And we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I'd like to hear John pray, too.
Christ Jesus.
Pray for your country, John.
Pray in your languages, John. We can have in Ghana, too. We might reopen in Ghana, too, because YWAM and the PCO is already in Ghana, and we have one in Thailand too now. So, praise Jesus. We go open immediately. We go open when you come back. When you come back next month, we go open on the first week of the month. thank you, Jesus. My good Jesus.
Praise the Lord. John, will you pray that God's Spirit will fall upon Kenya? Will you do that now in Swahili?
Pray to Jesus. Pray to Jesus. Pray to the Lord.
John, you're still on my board. Can you hear us? Oh, you know what? Somehow your button got pushed. You must... Okay, wait a minute. Here, now we can hear you. Okay, sorry about that.
Yes.
Go ahead, John.
Baba, tunaomba Baba usaidie nchi yetu. Tunapoelekea uchaguzi, Baba, ibariki nchi yetu, Baba. Tuendelee na mapepo yote ya vita na wapiganaji wa kikabila. Ndio Mungu wa ushindi mwingi. Wewe ndiye uliyetuumba sisi wote na ukatufanya wanao na ukatuweke kwenye hii nchi, Baba. Hatukuchagua kuzaliwa kwenye hii nchi, Baba, uliona tunastahili.
Yes.
Tuongoze Baba, ubariki wazazi wetu ulio nyumbani, Baba, uwe nao na wewe ndiye mwaminifu na wewe ndiye atupe kila kitu. Tusaidie nchi yetu, Baba, ya Kenya takatifu, Baba, tuwe na amani, tuweze kuishi makabila zote na amani na upendo, tuweze kuishi kwa raha, sababu wewe ndiye Mungu uishi milele. Kwa jina la Yesu naomba nikiamini, amen.
Amen. Lord, we pray for our election coming up in America, and we ask that the Lord's will be done and that those walking in darkness will be restricted and limited, and that those walking in the light step out and will woo others to follow what is right. And we pray for your will, Lord, be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Maria was talking about dropping something on Ghana. I did not understand.
She has worked with a group in Ghana, but it kind of fell through a bit. There's something still going there, but there was something she tried to do that fell through, and she wants to reach out to Ghana again. She had some trouble getting a computer there that she had sent over, and that was why I was concerned about that before when we talked about it. But we've worked out a way. We're going to do that eventually.
Oh, she's traveling there.
We couldn't even send there. We send the vitamin. It's not medicine or medication. Even the vitamin.
Vitamin.
I send it to. Yeah. He could never get it. It stopped someplace. Even vitamin. Yeah.
So
I don't know. Yeah.
So, well, what we're finding is a way to get them the means to buy it there. And I could share with you later how we've figured out how to do that, Maria, but we don't want to say it on the radio in case someone hears.
We have our way.
Yes.
Diane, I'm very much happy that I'm on the live radio talking about Jesus Christ. It is a wonderful thing. I feel very happy teaching my people about the ways of God. There are people who have been rendered in witchcraft. They don't know God. They are pretenders. They are ignorant. I'm happy that I have been able to tell certain people, a group of people, to come into the ways of the Lord. I'm happy that I've been, even if I don't have money, I've been able to talk with the HIV victim and show them this is not witchcraft. You get HIV just because you're running away from the ways of the Lord. You practice against the will of God. That's why you get sick of HIV, AIDS. And when you come back to Jesus, you shall be free and very free. That is my message. I'm very happy, Diane. You took me as a young boy. You showed me that I can preach to my people. And thank you so much.
For something greater ahead, John, and I believe it strongly. And a phrase comes to my mind that Maria keeps telling me for the 4 or 5 years I've known her. You can run, but you cannot hide. And now I'm seeing it in print about some things in the news. And if you're walking in evil, you can run, but you can't hide. The light's going to find you. The light's going to be shined on you. Eventually, all will find out. And what is done in secret will come out and be revealed. That's the scripture. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, Diane, why don't we start some youth group here in Kenya with you, Diane?
Why don't we do what?
Why don't we start some youth groups here in Kenya? It will help a lot. We'll register a youth group with the government, and we count these people evil. We count these people who practice witchcraft with the word of God. We go to the society, to the villages down here, like where I'm living.
Well, we don't know how Kenya is, so you're going to have to direct us in that and share with us how we could do that.
Yeah, it's just registering the youth group, the church. We had the one that we were trying to register, but we haven't finished. We were less with certain money. So when we register, it is free, you know. Register in the line of the work of God so that we can counter these politicians who are practicing witchcraft and show them that we must go God's way. Like right now, floods are everywhere. They are carrying people in our country. And just because these people, they are doing evil things, that's why. And whenever we pray, some good things happen. That is my prayer.
Are the floods still bad?
We feel like crying.
Are the floods still
bad
right now?
Yeah, they're bad, but it is coming down slowly and slowly. Sometimes I sit down and cry.
Well, because it's not apparently very well developed in your country as far as the drainage of the roads or the physical development, correct?
Yeah, there is some, you know, corruption. Corruption is the worst thing. Americans give us money, but they enter into the pocket of those people who are in the power, you know? You understand?
Right. Yes, that's what we've heard for years. That's why we're not really wanting them to continue foreign aid sometimes, because the people don't get it.
Yeah. And what I was talking, we had a forum recently. We talked about, don't they power those people who are in, don't give them money, those people who are in power. Give us the local people. The ones who have chambers, so that we can plan.
But the Americans have to figure out how to do that.
Yes.
So I think God is beginning to show us that. And let's pray that God will continue to reveal it in greater depth and extent so that we can help the people of Africa in a way that will really make a difference.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. You can start a small youth group with the finances that we have. We start with a small youth group. We work to the society. We help these young girls and boys who are infected with HIV. We bring them to light.
Mm-hmm.
We tell them this is a reality. You must change. We give them some use of condoms. We show them they don't know. I wish you knew, Marie. They don't know anything. They're ignorant. They're illiterate. They don't know anything.
They don't know how to read at all? They're illiterate?
Some know, but we talk, yeah. Some know how to read, but some people don't know how to read.
Uh-huh.
And they don't know the meaning of school, you know. We try to tell them in our local language, this is the way. And they understand very well. So far, those who have talked to them, they have changed their ways. They have changed. Then they come to my room and tell me, you changed my life. So going to school is a problem. Books. I get a lot of challenges. That's why sometimes I think I even get answers. I even send my thing to help them. And for me, I dropped from school, university, you know. But I know God has great plans. That's why Diana was talking, me and Maria. We start a small little group. It's a small of 10 people. And when we get a lot of money, we just grow, small and small, small and small. You know, we have idol Shamba's garden here. We can form a group and then we plant things. Then we supply. And the planting things, yes, it requires free money here. And then we supply to the unfortunate in the society with HIV, you know. And if you have something you can supply, we buy some things like condoms, we give them. I'm happy drugs are coming, but they can't go and pick them. It is very far away. So sometimes I have my bike and go and pick to them, ARVs, and come and supply to them. And it is very far away.
What we are doing here now is we've planted a tree in this radio show of having you speak in the Bible in Swahili, and this tree is going to grow, and it's going to bear fruit, and it's going to have lots of fruit, which might mean many different things. It might mean that you are able to convert many of these young people to become Christians so they won't do those things so to cause them to get AIDS, and maybe they won't need condoms right away if they follow the scripture. If we can't get the condoms to them, they can learn to be Christians where they don't do that unless they get married. It's proven biologically that you don't catch that unless you've had relations with those who have it. So if they abstain and wait until they're married and stay with one woman, they're not going to get AIDS as long as she doesn't have it. So explain that to them. You know, part of being a Christian is that you remain a holy temple. We had that lesson last week. And the holy temple doesn't defile oneself with having relations with people they're not married to. So you could start with that right away. And there will be many who still need condoms, I know, because there is so much of it out there, but we have to keep praying and believing and understand that one person cannot meet the need alone, that it's going to take many laborers together. And just keep trying and do the best you can and don't ever give up. And just keep praying and growing and studying. A lot of times God will reveal things to you in your study in the scripture. You know, we're in John right now, but maybe ask the Lord, and maybe he'll want to reveal some other scripture to you that will meet your need there that Marie and I don't know about. Because we've never been to Kenya, and I don't know all the problems there, but God knows, and God sees your heart, and God sees their heart, and he wants to meet their need. But he's not a forceful person. He's a gentleman. He wants people to accept him willingly, by choice, but they have to hear the good news first to do that. So I just feel really certain that God has a lot for you to do there, John, and it's important that you keep yourself rested and in good health and not worry, because we're not God. We can't see all that God sees, and all we can do is the best we can do and ask that God help us to do what he wants us to do and to be there when the need presents itself. Now, as you go through your Christian walk, you will have more experiences of when something happens that God uses you to change someone's life, and then that you remember. Yes, that's how it works. Now I know and can identify the voice and the action and speaking of God with how he works through me with other people. And you gain a confidence as a Christian as you mature, and you know that you step forward with love and the gospel of good news that will bring life, and trust that people will accept it. Now, if they don't accept it, that's their choice, but at least you've done your part in letting them hear the word.
Yes.
And we're believing that God's going to help you. You know, I'm going to try to give you a little bit more every month than you need to do the call-ins. So you could start with maybe buying small New Testaments. They're cheaper.
What?
And you could start by maybe buying a small Bible, New Testament, just Matthew through Revelation, because that's the good news that new Christians need to read. And if you could buy, and when you go around and talk to young people, leave them a New Testament Bible to read in English or Swahili, whatever you think they can read.
It's Swahili. Swahili is the best. There is some small books that are being sold. I can take to them and read. You know, there are some youths who are willing to teach them. They are willing to teach them to go around.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I was saying, if you can go ahead, even God can bless us and have some bikes, we go around. We preach to them. Mm-hmm. They come to our church. When I go around the week to tell them, come to church on Sunday, we have this and this. Like today I'm going around in the afternoon to tell them, tomorrow come to church. You know we have beans and maize. You know beans and maize?
Beans do
and
they
maize.
Sing?
You know them.
Do they have music and sing at your church?
No, we have not bought the keyboard. We just sing with the drum. You know the drum?
Uh-huh.
The skin of cattle, mend in a drum like, just beat, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, I will, before we close today, sing that song again about This Is the Day, and I'll try to get a song on every time we record it. See, we are saving a library of lessons for when you do get your tape, your computer, that you could play for these people to hear at your church. And so I will sing that song one more time before we close tonight, and maybe each time they can learn a new song. Have you heard this one before? I think I'll sing it now. Did you hear This Is the Day when I sang it earlier?
Yes, I know that song.
Well, if you know it, you probably shouldn't sing it with me, though, because it delays and then it's all mixed up. Marie and I have tried that. So I'm going to sing this song for everybody to learn a new song, and when you meet together, you can sing a song of the Lord. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, and be glad in it, This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, that the Lord hath made. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There is a song. Do you have still time? Do you have time?
Do you want to sing it?
Hello. Yes, for Swahili.
Okay, go ahead and sing it. Oh, I lost him.
Go ahead, sing it.
I lost him. He's off the air, but maybe he'll come back on. He does that every so often for some reason. I don't know if it disconnects him or if it's cheaper, if he only talks so many minutes and then calls in again because he's on this calling card. So, but what were you going to say, Maria?
Oh, I just tried to make him to sing a song.
Yeah.
But he disappeared.
Yeah. He got disconnected. Okay. We're just blessed to have him call in as long as he can.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord. And we're going to be saving these in the archive so that people can connect to these lessons and hear us talk anytime they want to for some spiritual growth and food and to grow in Jesus' name.
Praise Jesus' name.
Okay.
Amen. We have born again. Today we are born again.
Okay, he's back. Okay.
Right.
John, can you sing that song in Swahili now?
This is the song of Kiswahili talks about that being born again.
Yes, good.
Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Yafa. Ah, ah. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Yawe. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Yafa. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Yawe. Ah, ah. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Rafa. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Yesu. Yesu, yale ametenda ndani yangu, hakuna aweza kuyatenda. Bwana Yesu, yale ametenda ndani yangu, hakuna aweza kuyatenda. Mungu wetu, wa maajabu, aniwe, 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 Bwana wa Amerika, aniwe, 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 Bwana wa Kenya, aniwe, ametenda mema, aniwe, Bwana wa Afrika, aniwe, ametenda mema. Man, it is talking about praise the Lord, he has done us good. Whichever the situation, he has done us good. We should trust in him. Amen.
Well, we are nearing the end of our time, and I think I'll give each of you 1 or 2 minutes to close anything with what you would want to say. And then we're going to let John sing again, and then we say our good nights while you're singing on the way out. I don't know if you've noticed that, John, but so Maria, you've got a minute or two, and then we'll let John speak a minute or two, and then he can sing again.
We see you and me can talk all the time. We better let John talk.
Okay.
Yeah, we let him talk. Yeah. Because,
okay.
Yeah, we
go
give
ahead,
you
John.
A time. Yeah.
Say anything.
Hello,
if
you want to ask any questions, yeah.
My question.
Hello, John.
Yes, I can hear you. Maria, I'm very much happy about you. I thank the Lord for bringing us together. You are like my mom.
Okay.
I'm very much happy. I'm your son. I'm very much happy. God bless you. Diane, be blessed. May God bless you. You are my mom. You took me, you and Maria, as your own son.
Oh, thank you, John.
You put that trust in me.
Thank you. You make me cry.
Yeah.
John, you make me cry.
Trust in the Lord.
Oh, honey, I read that you wrote something in the chat on the Facebook. After I read that, you sound like my mom.
Yeah.
I read it and
yeah,
I will cry. Just a little note. Oh, John, God bless you. Oh, Jesus, be with
Thank you.
Oh, glory to you.
Thank you,
we love you. I
don't
feel
know
like
why.
You're my son too. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Mom.
We both have a son about your age. Now we've got another one.
Oh,
praise
thank
the
you,
Lord.
Oh.
That's real nice, real
That's
sweet.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, good night.
Diane,
good night, John.
I'm
thanks a lot. You can call me Mom.
You
can call me anything. Oh, I mean, the love
just
of Christ.
Just call me, huh?
We are one body of Christ. One body
mom,
of Christ. You know what he say? Oh, you people just like my mom. You know what he say?
Yeah.
Oh, glory to Jesus, honey. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Mom.
Thank you, Lord. They put us together in your will. Oh, Lord God, this is your will. It's not our will. Oh, glory to Jesus. They put us together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Diane, thank you so much, Diane. You told me, whenever I don't have money, Christ is in my side. And I based on that word, you told me, even if I dropped out of university, I trust the Lord that one day I'll go back. And thank you so much, Mom, for your word. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Sometimes I sit down and talk with my real mom and tell her about Diane and Maria. And she tells me, why don't they come here? I cook for them yams. I told them they're in America. One day, God willing, they will come. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well,
I started talking a long way ago. Thank you, Mom. God bless you.
Well, you're very welcome. We consider that God's hand extended to you through us.
Yes. Pray for our country.
Yes.
Pray for us. Pray for me. Pray for me. Very much. Pray for me. So that I can get education and change the society around me. One day, Diane and Maria, you will sit down and say, we helped a boy in Africa, and he's the one doing wonders there, through Jesus' name. We want to change the society around me. We want to change the people around us. We want to make them believe that we can go in God's way. We can be in that line. You know, people go to look for witchcraft in another country. I cannot practice anything rather than the will of God, rather than going spiritual in the Bible. The Bible has all answers. It has all answers. I will go by the word of the Lord. Thank you so much.
Well, will you sing for us again? We're nearing the end, and what I do is talk to the audience about when we'll see them next time while you're singing. Don't stop when I talk. Just keep singing. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Can I sing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sing your language.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for being with us tonight. We're so glad that you shared our time together and that we could share about God's love and how to become a part of God's family. We pray for each one of you that God will bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Give you the love of God for yourself. Pray for the Bible and that you will meet their needs. And we look forward to our time together next time. We're on every Friday night, so tune in again, and you can listen in the archives if you don't call or listen in live. Thank you for being with us. This is Diane from Lending School Watch. And Maria Gillies, we're both on Facebook. You can communicate with us during the week or email me at diane@lending.com. And that's our co-host, John, singing. And he's there on the ground for you in Kenya. Pray over you for God to meet your spiritual needs. We just thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank
you. Good night, Maria.
Good night, Diane. Good night, John.
God bless you all. We love you. Good night, John.
Good night.
Till next Friday night. Take care.
God, we love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Good night. God loves you.
Good night. Good night. We'll see you next Friday, John.
Stay strong. Stand tall in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Goodbye. Bye. We love you.
Until next time.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.